Chapter 8. Felicity has not forgiven me yet for my advice about Lady Markham, so I find myself shut out of her tent in the Great Hall. It's not that she tells me I'm not welcome. She simply greets each of Cecily's dull tales with a jolly laugh and fawns over the simpering details of Elizabeth's latest trip to the dressmaker's, whilst every syllable I utter is met with complete disdain. Eventually, I take refuge in the kitchen. I'm surprised to see Bridget leaving a bowl of milk on the hearth. Even more curious, she has affixed a crucifix to the wall beside the door, and small sprigs of leaves mark the windows. I help myself to a hard crust of brown bread from the larder. "Bridget," I say then, and she jumps.
"By all the saints, don't sneak up on your old Bridget like that," she says, putting a hand over her heart.
"What are you doing?" I nod toward the milk. "Is there a cat about?"
"No," she says, grabbing her basket of sewing. "And that's all I have to say on the subject."
Bridget always has more to say on every subject. It's simply a matter of luring the gossip out of her. "Please, Bridget, I won't tell a soul, I promise."
"Well,"
she motions for me to sit with her by the fire.
"It's for protection," she whispers. "The cross and rowan leaves on the windows as well."
"Protection from what?" Bridget dips her needle into the fabric and pulls it through the other side.
"The east wing. I ain't right putting that cursed place back as it was."
"You mean because of the fire and the girls who died?" Bridget cranes her neck to be sure we're not overheard. Her sewing sits idle in her lap.
"Aye, that. But I always felt that there was something not right about it."
"What do you mean?" I say, taking another bite of bread.
"You just get a knowing in your very bones about such things."
She fingers the cross she wears around her neck.
"And one day, I heard Mrs. Nightwing asking Mrs. Spence something about the East Wing, and Mrs. Spence, God rest her as an angel, telling her not to worry, that she would never let anything in, even if she had to die first. Gives me a shudder just thinking about it."
Eugenia Spence giving her life to save everyone from the Winterland's creatures. The bread I've been chewing goes down hard. Bridget looks through the windows at the dark woods beyond.
"I wish they'd leave it be."
"But, Bridget, think how lovely it will look when it is complete and Spence is as she once was," I argue. "Wouldn't that be a fine tribute to Mrs. Spence?" Bridget nods.
"Aye, 'twould. But still..."
She cups my chin in her hand.
"You won't tell on your old Bridget about the milk, will you?"
I shake my head. "Of course not."
"There's a good girl."
She pats my cheek, and that, more than any good luck charm, has the power to rid my soul of ghosts.
"When you first came in your mourning weeds, I thought you the strangest thing. It's your green eyes. They put me in mind of that poor Mary Dowd who died in the fire, and her friend Sarah. But you're nothing like them. Nothing at all."
"Thank you for the bread," I say, though it's turned to lead in my belly.
"You're welcome, love. Best get back. You'll be missed."
She looks again at the dark beyond.
"Ain't right putting it back. I can feel it. Ain't right."
The all-seeing eyes of Eugenia Spence watch me climb the stairs to my room. Her white hair is arranged in the fashion of the day, with curls on her forehead and a mass of coiled hair at the back of her head. Her dress has a high collar and an elaborate ruffle running down both sides of the bright green bodice. No sedate grey or black for Eugenia Spence. And there at her neck is the crescent eye amulet that now hangs from my own, hidden beneath my gown. "My mother caused your death." In my room, I take out my mother's diary and read again of Eugenia's heroism, of how she offered herself as a sacrifice in place of Sarah and my mother. "I will have payment," the creature cried, grabbing fast to Sarah's arm. Eugenia's mouth tightened. "We must hie to the Winterlands. We found ourselves in that land of ice and fire, of thick barren trees and perpetual night. Eugenia stood tall. Sarah Rees Tomb, you will not be lost to the Winterlands. Come back with me. Come back." The creature turned on her. "She has invited me. She must pay, or the balance of the realms is forfeit. I shall go in her place." "So be it. There is much we could do with one so powerful." Eugenia threw to me her amulet of the crescent eye. "Mary, run. Take Sarah with you through the door, and I shall close the realms." The thing caused her to cry out in pain then. Her eyes were filled with a pleading that took my breath away, for I had never seen Eugenia frightened before. "The realms must stay closed until we can find our way again. Now run," she screamed. And the last I saw of Eugenia, she was shouting the spell to close the realms, even as she was swallowed by the dark without a trace. I close my mother's diary and lie on my back, staring at the ceiling and thinking of Eugenia Spence. If she hadn't thrown her amulet to my mother and closed the realms for good, there's no telling what sort of terrors might have been visited upon this world. In that one act, she saved us all, though it meant her destruction. And I wonder what became of her. What terrible fate befell the great Eugenia Spence because of my mother's sin, and if I could ever possibly be enough to atone for it.